Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 2 Timothy chapter 3, we were taught each person has to take personal responsibility for his actions. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Do the commandments have a command for parents? Specific things as we do for children? I mean, do we give an account of ourselves in regard to this commandment before God? Children, obey your parents? Or if the child doesn't, is that just the parent's fault? Now, I think it is the parent's fault when they don't spank, they don't correct their children. But again, this is a command for children. Children, obey your parents. So God expects them to obey. If we blame the great men of God for the failures of their children, do we have any area which there is not to be in the heart of these children the capacity to be responsible? And by the way, do we teach these children to forgive their parents? Well, you know, isn't it interesting that one so-called Christian psychologist, and again, this is filthy, but a lady called in and said how her daddy had molested her. And he asked, have you forgiven your daddy? And she said she had. And then he says, have you forgiven God for allowing it? As if man has no personal responsibility, no free will, that he couldn't help himself, that he just did that because God allowed it and God willed it. Again, when you stand before the judgment seat of Christ as a Christian or the white throne judgment of God as an unsaved person, the blame game won't work. It might work with people today. It might work with people who are ignorant and unlearned in the Word of God and people who are ignorant of spiritual things, regardless of their degree they have behind their name in education and academics. If personal accountability is lost, then my friend, society is lost. The home is lost. It's time to start taking responsibility, and it's time to teach our children to take responsibility. And every time they get in trouble at school, every time an adult gets on to them for cutting up or acting up in church, it's not the mother's part to go up and tell off the teacher, to tell off the principal, to tell off whoever is in charge because they got onto their child for misbehaving. It's time to go up and thank them and let them know that what they get at home is going to be much worse than what they were able to do to them at whatever place they were. Now, people like to blame the parents. Some time ago, I had some parents in my office, and they found out that their child was homosexual. And you know how some good old Christians are, and they make them feel like it was their fault, they didn't raise them right. And so I asked them, I said, now how did you teach your child to be a homosexual? Did you have tapes that showed how to pick the others up and how to have homosexual activity and so forth? And did you tell them how wonderful it was? And well, boy, I tell you what, in a hurry, they said, well, no. And, well, did they know that you're against homosexuality? Oh, yeah, they know it. Then they didn't get that from you. You see, we always want to blame adults, and particularly parents are good ones to blame, because we don't want to take responsibility or have children take the responsibility. You might say, do bad parents eliminate accountability for a child for the rest of their lives? Boy, there's some Bible teachers that teach something similar to that. One Bible teacher was talking about because of David's sin, all the kings after him that went bad because of David's sin. No, they went bad because they chose to sin. Now, I might feel good to be able to pull off and shoot about 10 people and then tell the policeman, look, don't arrest me, I can't help it, somebody in my past was bad. Don't know who, but somebody in my past was bad, and that's the only reason I did it. You say, well, that's ridiculous reasoning. Yes, it is. But it's just ridiculous as trying to blame the sins of the children on the parents. Even Ezekiel chapter 18, it talks about the father would not be responsible for the child when they've sinned, they've committed adultery, and they do all these bad things, and the child would not be responsible for the father. And even the law provided that you didn't put to death the children when their fathers deserved to be put to death. You didn't put to death the entire household, only those that were guilty. So again, you have people that are teaching this way. They need to quit. Usually what they're doing is they're trying to say something new when they really haven't mastered the old. Now, I submit to you that the Bible does give parents great responsibility for which they will give an account. But let's see what that is. First of all, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 through 9. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently. He even tells you how to teach diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. You just think about that. Well, you sit down in your house. Maybe you're sitting down to eat. Talk of the things of the Lord. When you walk by the way, you're just family time. You talk of the things of the Lord. When you get ready to go to bed, you lie down, you talk of the things of the Lord. When you get up morning, it's the things of the Lord. And you're teaching them the Bible. You're teaching them the word. You're praying with them. And he says, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes, speaking of the word of God and his commands. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates. Most homes are afraid to have anything about God on their doors or inside the house. There's no Bible verses. There are no Ten Commandments. But I tell you what, about every sports figure there is to know is up there. About every rock music figure is up there. Kids have posters everywhere. And parents are talking about they have the liberty. And they're not thinking about they're going to give an account how they allowed that instead of taking the responsibility to put the scriptures up in their house. Now, notice the parental responsibility includes teaching diligently God's commands. Secondly, it was talking to them often. We pointed out four times, sitting down, getting up, walking by the way, and rising up and lying down and so forth. We just got it all in there. It was even said to have it on the posts of your house and the gates, the posters on the walls, and so forth. And then the scriptures are what a Christian home should have dominate, if not even exclusive. We hear of people that grew up said, we had the Bible crammed down our throat. Well, when I read what I just read in Deuteronomy chapter 6, I can pretty well tell you none of us came close to having it crammed down our throat. But if it was, praise God, there's nothing better they could have put in your throat. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6, I think that it's one of the most misunderstood verses in the Bible. There it says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Now, that does not refer to, if you do everything right, your child will never do wrong. Well, I think anybody who's raised a child knows that you do all your best, they still end up doing wrong. And usually that's the answer. If your child does do wrong, then obviously you've done something wrong. You messed it up yourself. And too many have taught that from this very passage. Others say, well, the child may go away, but before he dies, he'll get right with God. Well, both of those are sentimental, but they are nowhere being right, nowhere near being right. See, this is teaching you to train, as you see in Deuteronomy 6, that is, not keeping them out of church, not keeping the Bible out of the home, putting God and standards from the Word of God as primary, as first, and living by it. And you have it in the home, and you have them in the church, and you're not teaching them to disobey God's imperative commands. For an example, Hebrews 10:24 and 25 tells us to not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as a matter of some is, but so much the more as you see the day approaching. So we're to be faithful to God's house. We are to provoke one another into love, according to those verses. Now, that being the case, when we don't teach those things, or we're not faithful to God's house, we're not faithful to God's house, then we're not teaching our children obedience to the Word of God. That's why you ought to be there Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, revival meetings, missions conferences, Bible conferences. Be there when Bible things are going on. Now, again, Proverbs 22:6 says, when they are old, that refers to, actually in its Hebrew meaning, hair on the chin. It's a teenager, a young man. The idea is it'll always be there as a prick on his conscience. In other words, you've just drilled that into the child's mind as they grew up, the Word of God, its standards, and it'll always be there. And they might get wild. They may live evilly, but that will always be there as a conviction, and they'll be troubled. You know, an unsaved person that never was taught can be content without regret and guilt. But this, when the Word of God is drilled in, they can never be content. They can never not be troubled. And the good thing about that is they harden themselves and all that, is that there's always a chance for them to come back right when they realize they're miserable and without peace. Now, some people emphasize spanking, and the Bible does teach a spank, but they miss the greater importance of teaching the Word. Now, you don't do one instead of the other. Both are important, but the most important of those two is teaching the Word to your children and being consistent in how you live in front of them. Now, another reason that we see is a lack of discipline is the reason children are disobedient. It affects homes and schools. No discipline leads to disobedience and lawlessness. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.